The Environmental Protection Agency has designated January as National Radon Action Month. I spoke with an environmental scientist from the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Health Department about how to protect your family from this danger. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, but this potentially deadly gas could be in your home, threatening you and your family. Radon is the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smoking Americans and is one health risk that can be prevented. Sabrina Novak from the Health Department explains exactly what radon is.
Radon is actually a naturally occurring radioactive gas that occurs throughout the world through the breakdown of uranium that's in soils and rocks. In the atmosphere, it's no big deal. Typically, your outdoor radon levels are about 0.4 picocuries per liter of air. Picocuries is a measure of radioactivity. So in nature, again, it's 0.4 picocuries per liter of air, but when it gets trapped in buildings, whether it's houses or businesses, it tends to elevate the levels. The concern is if you have elevated levels in your home, radon actually causes lung cancer. It's the second leading cause of lung cancer behind smoking. It is kind of a double whammy if you're a smoker and you have high levels of radon in your home because you have a greater risk of actually developing lung cancer. It's very important for everybody, whether you live in one side of the country or the other, to actually monitor for radon in your home because that's the only way you're going to know if it's there.
Testing for radon is not a walk in the room, do a test, and walk out. This occurs over time because the levels of radon change with the seasons and with the weather.
It changes with the seasons. It can change day to day. It's very cyclic. So one day it might be high, the next day it'll be lower. And that's the reason that they've got a couple of different tests that you can actually do. One is called a short-term test, and that tends to be within a matter of days that you would test. And then a long-term test can actually go for 12 months. It depends on what your ultimate goal is. If you're looking to have a quick return on what your levels are, you would probably do a short-term test because it just takes a matter of days. If you want to get an accurate depiction of what your actual home or business's indoor radon level actually is, you'd probably do a long-term test because, again, radon is cyclic from season to season. Weather patterns and things like that greatly impact what those radon levels can be.
Radon can leak into your home through cracks in the foundation, through doors and windows that are not adequately sealed, and of course there's just the natural occurring from the stonework itself in your home.
Basically, the greatest exposure to radon we've got is from the natural environment. So although it can come from some building materials, it's really negligible compared to the amount that's coming from the natural environment. So what tends to happen is your soils and your rocks are breaking down underneath the house. As your house settles, you tend to get cracking in the foundations and things like that. It can come up through the pipes where you've got that little area around where you've cut out the flooring and the pipe comes up through. It can come up through any small openings such as that. Typically, what they tend to suggest as far as helping to try to prevent elevated radon levels in your home is possibly just looking at sealing those cracks and filling those holes around the pipes and things like that.
If you find after testing that your home or your business has severely high levels of radon, obviously you can mitigate through repairs or changes to your environment.
The EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, has stated that if you do mitigation for radon, it has a very high success level. It would require a contractor to come in that basically really knows what they're doing. If they've done radon mitigation before or they've taken courses to kind of learn how to do that type of renovation, typically they look at what type of home you've got. So if your foundation is like a slab on top of the soil, if it's got a basement that's finished, if it's got a crawl space, all those factors come into play on how they would actually try to mitigate the home itself.
Make no mistake, living with high levels of radon can be deadly.
The EPA has actually estimated that the number of deaths that occur per year in the U.S. from lung cancer caused by radon is actually around 21,000 deaths, which is a very large number for something that is so preventable just by testing your home and mitigating it if it's necessary.
We're saying that if done properly, absolutely no one would die from radon-caused lung cancer.
Well, there's always a risk of developing lung cancer from radon. You might live in a home that's got an elevated level and potentially never develop lung cancer. It's very individualized, as with any other type of disease. But with mitigation processes, you're greatly reducing your potential to develop that lung cancer. And so obviously, if you have elevated radon levels that are above the EPA standard of 4 picocuries per liter of air, then they always recommend mitigation because that reduces your risk.
Does everyone need to test their home for radon?
Whether or not they need to test, which of course is always absolutely if you haven't before. They also recommend that you test every 2 years because things change. Your house settles over time. So 2 years ago, it might have been within a normal range. 2 years later, it potentially could be elevated. So it's not a one-time deal and then you don't do anything with it after that. We also tend to direct people to a fairly recent occurrence with Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation where they're actually giving out free short-term radon test kits. Unfortunately, they're currently out of stock of those, but they say to check back later to be able to get those kits. And that's $10 to $15 that you're not having to spend out of pocket to do a short-term test. And I think it's important for people to know that, you know, a short-term test kit, again, you monitor for a matter of days, you seal it back up, and you send it back into the lab. The cost of that short-term test kit is only $10 to $15. That includes the laboratory processing. So there's no hidden fees. There's nothing that you have to pay in addition to that. With a long-term test kit for up to 12 months monitoring on your home, you get a great snapshot of what your actual level is because it's looking at the full 12 months, and you spend maybe $20 to $30. That's very small amount of money for really great peace of mind.
You can purchase radon test kits at local home improvement stores. If you're building a new home, consider incorporating radon-resistant building techniques on the front end. Renovation or repairs to existing facilities to mitigate radon can be a costly but necessary step to protect your family. Learn more by following the links on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.